Why are they called Quakies? Or Quakers?
Because...
Quaking ass. What does it mean?
I think the way the petiole is stuck on the blade, it allows it to turn. Almost all the trees in the poplar family are that way.
Mm-hmm. They do what now?
The stem is so narrow that it allows the leaf to turn. Most other trees have a rigid stem, and
okay,
theirs isn't so much that way.
Uh-huh. All right. What'd you call a bunch of trees together?
A stand.
Okay. How about would you say a stand of pine tree?
Mm-hmm.
But how about sycamores or aspen? Would you call that a stand of aspen, probably?
Probably. Forest. You'd never see a stand of sycamores.
No, walnut trees. You don't have any walnut trees.
No, black walnuts.
You do. Well, how about a stand of those?
I call it a miracle.
Okay.
someone had planted them and watered them over a period of 50 years.
The seagull brought them. How about Grove?
Grove?
What does that mean?
Yeah, I guess they do. In fact, there's a city in Utah County called Pleasant Grove.
Uh-huh.
At Grove, yeah.
What about these? You talked about sage. What do you call it? Well, that's a kind of a what?
A shrub.
All right, or a
bush.
Yeah, what kind of bushes are there?
That are natural or native.
Either way.
The native ones would just be sagebrush or rabbit brush.
What's the difference between sagebrush and rabbit? Are they the same?
They're different. Sagebrush has more like leaves, and rabbit brush is a greener instead of a gray color.
Okay. Any other kinds of things like similar to that?
Mm-hmm.
Especially words that you don't hear outside of Utah.
There's a type of small brush called Brigham tea that mm-hmm. they grew, and it's in southern Utah. I'm not sure if it's something that grows throughout the West or if it's just in Utah. It's something that they developed. They boiled it because to help Mormons get off their tea habits.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Now, you mentioned the Jordan. Are there any other? Well, tell me some other streams around Salt Lake City. Names of them.
The one I live on is it's called Big Cottonwood Creek, and there's Little Cottonwood. That's the one our farm was on.
Okay.
And then there's City Creek. And then farther down the state, of course, there's the Colorado River
mm-hmm.
and Sevier River,
mm-hmm.
Virgin River in the southern part of the state, Bear River in the north.
Yeah.
That's about all.
Yeah, Sevier. Do you know is that in Utah? Sevier River's in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the source of that name?
I don't.
Sevier is a big name in Tennessee and also in Arkansas.
Spelled S-E-V-I-E-R.
Yeah. Sevier was one. Sevier County is in where. Dolly Parton's from.
Really?
Yeah.
There's North and South Sevier counties in Utah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned a creek and river. Are there any other streams other than those two that you'd use besides those two terms, just general terms? That
may use stream.
All right.
But mostly just creek, I would think.
Okay. You never use brook or.
No. Oh well.
Or branch.
The branch is occasionally used. For example, they're talking about branch and fork,
mm-hmm.
like the North Fork of the Bear River.
Yeah.
But they would never, I don't think they would just call it fork or branch.
I got you, yeah. That's just a descriptive term.